Blog Talk Radio. Your place where you can be healed. You know, it's like this, you know, someone does, one example, someone does something to you. Yeah, part of you wants to get back. Part of you wants, you want vindication. Part of you wants to get back. Part of you is like, it's not right, it's not fair. You know, then the other part of you comes and says, you know what, God, you know, I want your will be done, but the other part of me is just like, it's just not fair. And I just want to encourage you today that life itself is not fair. Sometimes things happen in life, and we say, God, why are we going through this thing? We say, God, why do we have to experience this thing? Why do we have to deal with it? But as you know, life happens. But with the whole thing about life happening, it doesn't mean that God has forgotten you. It doesn't mean that God is not with you. But what it means is that you have to get to a point where you say, you know what, I understand I've messed up, I understand this whole thing, but now it's time for me to go ahead and do this thing that God's called me to do. And I just personally encourage you, if you're going through some things right now, if you're going through some things, if you're dealing with some things, and you're saying, God, I need some protection, I need some direction in my life. And even in the midst of your hard time, even in the midst of some of the things that you've been going through, that God can bless you, that God will bless you, that God can make a way, that God will make a way for you in your life. I just like to encourage you today for you to know that all things will work together for your good if you believe and if you have the faith. But in dealing with that hurt and dealing with that anger that someone might have done against you, I want to encourage you with this word that a brother of mine told me a couple of days ago. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. That's in God's word. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It makes a big, 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 big difference. What God wants is for us to trust Him and let Him handle it the way He's going to handle it. Because I would say, God, I don't know how. I don't know why I'm going through this, why I'm having to do this. But I want to encourage you today that God will take care of that vengeance part. That God will take care of that. It's His. He said He will repay. So I just want to encourage you with that. That's the first point. The second point today is that while He says that He will repay, keep your focus on Jesus. Stop looking at your situation. Stop focusing on your situation. God will lead you the way He wants you to go. And then once He's done it, then you got to leave it there. You got to trust Him and keep your focus on Him. So God says in His word that He will repay. Point two, you don't have to. Keep your focus on God. No matter what the situation is saying, keep your focus on God. And number three, the third point is this. Once you put it in God's hands and He says He will repay, and you focus on God, be free. Be free. And be bold and do what it is that God has called you to do. You know, and tonight, you know, with everything else that's going on, I'm going to cut things just a little short tonight. I'm having some technical difficulties. But if anything that's said tonight or spoken tonight has touched your heart, feel free to send me a message on Yahoo at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Feel free to visit me on my official website at gwriteonline.com. And then my IM on Yahoo is what? gwriteonline. And that's my screen name. You can Twitter with me at GWriteLove. GWriteLove. Don't forget to check me out, my music out on CD Baby and iTunes under GWrite. And please sign and join my guest fan page on Facebook under GWrite. I just want to encourage you guys. I'm encouraged personally. I know that everything's going to be okay. I'm keeping my eyes on God. That's the first thing. I'm knowing and trusting that God, that this is just His, and He's going to repay. So I'm sure I'll keep my eyes on God. I'll keep my focus on Him. Then point number three, I'm going to do what it is that He called me to do, what He told me to do. And I just want to encourage you guys tonight that no matter what you're going through, love is a miracle. God bless you. I apologize that the show is not going to be fully on tonight, but we will be back on Thursday from 6 to 7. Just want to say God bless you guys and have a great night. Please keep me in your prayers, and I'll be keeping you in my prayers as well.